And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 10th of July. The general synopsis at 1800. High, Seoul, 1025 expected. Humber with little change by 1800 Thursday. New low expected, South Fitzroy, 1015 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in south. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Utsira, variable 2 to 4, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, northwesterly 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches later, good, occasionally poor and very poor later. Forties, Cromarty, variable 2 to 4, fog patches later in 40s, good, occasionally very poor later in 40s. Fourth, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southwest, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Fisher. Fair, fog patches later in Fisher. Good, occasionally very poor later in Fisher. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Plymouth, variable, becoming mainly east, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Biscay, east or northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Trafalgar, west or northwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, showers, good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, fog patches in southeast, good, occasionally very poor in southeast. North Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, fog patches in Lundy and Irish Sea. Good, occasionally very poor in Lundy and Irish Sea. Northwest Shannon, southwesterly 3 to 5, occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming southerly 3 or 4 later in North Bailey. Rain at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later in East Fair Isle. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 for a time. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, southwest 3, mist, 2 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Stornoway, south, southwest 4, 3 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 5, slight rain, 500 metres, 1016, rising slowly. Wick, automatic, southeast by south 2, 15 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north 1, 7 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Lookers, west, southwest 4, 16 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Bulmer, south by east 1, 11 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Bridlington, west 2, 1021, rising slowly. Sundetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 11 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 3, 11 miles, 1023. Jersey, north, northeast 1, 12 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 1, 11 miles, 1023. Scilly Automatic, north by west 2, 7 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest 1, 6 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Aberporth, north by west 1, mist 5 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Valley, south by west 2, rain 300 metres, 1023, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by east 1, 16 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Valencia, east by north 1, 24 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west by south 1, 9 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest by west 3, 14 miles, 1022, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest by west 1, mist 3 miles, 1022, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday the 9th of July. The general situation, a moderate or strong southwesterly flow with drizzle at times and fog patches will affect the north and west of Scotland. Elsewhere, high pressure to the southwest of the British Isles will build across the rest of the United Kingdom, maintaining mainly light winds and fair weather. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4 at times in south. Occasional drizzle and fog patches in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Mainly westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 in south, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 2 or 3 later, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 3 or 4, but southwesterly 2 or 3 at first in south, becoming southerly or southeasterly later, fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 4 or less, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest becoming variable 2 to 4. Fog patches in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 3 or less. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 2 to 4, fog patches later in west, good, occasionally very poor later in west. Isle of Man, variable 2 to 4, fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable becoming southwest for a time, 2 to 4, fog patches developing in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4. Fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4 in south, otherwise southwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle. Fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And the Shetland Isles, southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
Hi. I'm Greg James, and I'm just digging for some archive treasure for the new series of Rewinder. For each episode, I take inspiration from today's events to find audio nuggets from the past. This series, we're talking record-breaking animals.
Well, I've never met him before, but he certainly is the biggest horse I've ever seen.
And summer blockbusters.
I've always been afraid of the water, but I felt the Jaws would help cure me of that fear.
There's so much archive gold, I'm gonna need a bigger boat to get it all back to the studio. The new series of Rewinder with me, Greg James, on Saturday mornings at 10:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, that's farewell from us for the evening here on Radio 4. We'll be joining the World Service in just a moment. They'll be your companions through this very warm night. But some other options for you if you can't sleep in this heat, head over to Radio 4 Extra for Dixon of Dock Green, the radio revival of BBC TV's famous copper. And tonight, some unsavoury postcards turn up on the Dock Green beat. And the link to a recent spate of bicycle thefts makes PC Andy desperate to notch up his first arrest. It stars the one and only David Tennant. I want to thank you for listening with us tonight. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From John Hammond in the newsroom and myself, we hope you stay cool and calm in this weather and have a quiet night. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm David Harper. This is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. We are live today in Bangladesh and the United States. And what has been a rather busy day for business stories? More tariffs announced from the White House. Nothing new in that at the moment, but the prospect of 50% on imports from Brazil has raised some eyebrows. We'll look at what it might mean, if it will happen, and what the reasoning might be. And also,
tech giant NVIDIA becomes the first ever company to hit the $4 trillion market cap.
NVIDIA, a $4 trillion market cap, which no company's ever done.
NVIDIA is back in the news again. It has crossed $4 trillion in market cap.
American chip manufacturer NVIDIA hits a big milestone, but will the AI market they're serving continue to grow? And is a university degree really a good deal anymore? Two BBC Business presenters look at that. All coming after the latest world news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Donald Trump has said he intends to impose a 50% import tax on Brazilian goods from next month, further escalating a political row with President Lula da Silva. David Bamford reports.
In a letter addressed to President Lula, Donald Trump described as an international disgrace the treatment of Mr. Trump's ally, the right-wing former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. He is currently on trial after the Supreme Court in Brasilia ruled there was enough evidence to charge him with plotting a coup after losing the 2022 election. Mr. Trump described the trial as a witch hunt, and he declared he was increasing the tax rate on Brazilian imports to the US from the current 10% to 50%.
Earlier, Mr. Trump set out tariffs he intends to impose on imports from another group of countries from the start of next month. They include the Philippines, Algeria and Brunei. Taxes of up to 30% will be levied, similar to the tariffs Mr. Trump first announced in April. He quickly suspended them 3 months ago after they caused turmoil on financial markets. Hamas says it will release 10 Israeli hostages in a gesture of flexibility to help overcome remaining hurdles delaying a Gaza ceasefire agreement. The Palestinian group said the core points remain under negotiation, notably the flow of aid, Israel's military withdrawal from Gaza, and guarantees for a permanent ceasefire. There's been no comment from Israel. The United States is imposing sanctions on the UN Human Rights Council Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese, an outspoken critic of Israel's military offensive in Gaza. The Secretary of State Marco Rubio linked the move to her support for the International Criminal Court, which issued arrest warrants last year for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for alleged war crimes in Gaza. The sanctions announcement coincides with Mr. Netanyahu's current visit to Washington. Britain and France